弟兄姐妹朋友们主里平安。
Peace to in our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我要跟大家讲的一个题目叫你的心放在哪里。
So today my topic is where is your heart?
如果你拿到这个周报的话上面的这个题目就是 title 是不一样的。
So if you take a look at the pamphlet, the topic might be a little different.
我决定把它改了。
And Pastor, decided to change it.
你的心放在哪里？
Where is your heart set?
我们来看今天的经文，我这里重新把它稍微再翻译了一下，我们来念打在这个上面的
So let's take a look at the verses today, the Pastor has retranslated them, just a little bit tweak.
我们来一起来念中文的部分。
So let's read the Chinese part.
摩西和嫩的儿子约书亚去把歌的一切话说给百姓听。摩西向以色列众人说完了这话，又对他们说，把你们的心放在这一切的话上，就是我今日所警教你们的，也是你们当吩咐你们子孙谨守遵行这律法上一切的话。这因这对你们不是空话，乃那是你们生命，便借着这话你们在过约旦河的时候得以长久。我们再来做一次祷告
So let's bow and pray again.
天父，我们来到你跟前。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们早晨我们将我们的心交给你。
In this morning, we'll give our hearts to you.
我们感谢你因为你的救赎。
We thank you because of your salvation.
我们可以计划我们的人生。
That we can plan our lives.
我们可以按着你的心意来走奔走我们前面的道路。
That we can walk the way before us according to your will.
因为我们有一位主会带领我们。
Because we have you as the Lord who guides us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 今天是五月的第一个周末。
And so this is the first weekend of May.
很多人毕业了。
A lot of people have graduated.
是昨天的时候我到校园的时候还看到有人穿着这个毕业袍在那里走来走去照相。我说不是已经毕业了一个星期了吗
So yesterday when I was walking around the campus, I still saw people in their graduation robes, and I was wondering, haven't you started graduation a week before?
有人毕业了，要从这个小学到中学
So some people have graduated from elementary school and going to middle school.
有些人要从中学到这个高中
And some from middle school to high school.
这些人呢你们到六月份才毕业
And however, for those people, for those children, you have to wait until June.
你高中毕业了之后要去大学。
And after graduation from high school, you're heading to the college.
那个很精彩又新鲜的这个大学生活。
The college life full of excitement and full of, life.
那 UM 三个星期毕业之后呢有很多人就开始去找去另外一个学校或者继续留着读或者很多人也在找工作。
And so after the graduation ceremonies of the University of Michigan, a lot of people, had to, other places for, to further their education. Some of them also stay here to further their education. Some of them go to other places to look for jobs.
那很多人做工很多年工作做了很多年之后也毕业最后终于可以退休了。
And so, for those in the workforce, maybe you have worked a very long time, many years, and finally you are able to retire. You are able to graduate from your work.
我们从人生的一个阶段走到另外一个阶段。
And we're moving from one stage of life to another.
你对这些人你会想到要说什么话吗
What are you, planning to say to these people?
父母看到自己的孩子马上要从高中转到大学的时候心里面很多话要讲。
And so when parents seeing their kids are moving from, high school to college, they have a lot of things to share.
你们会说些什么话?
What are you going to say?
今天 我们看到的这个经文是在生命记32篇。
So what we are reading today, is from, the scripture is from Deuteronomy chapter 32.
摩西带着以色列人终于要进到这个迦南地了。
And Moses, leading the Israelites, finally they can enter the land of Canaan.
他们总算从旷野的生活毕业了。
And they have finally graduated from their life in the wilderness.
考了几分没关系，反正毕业了。
Regardless of the score that they got, they finally graduated.
要进到迦南地。
And they are entering to the land of Canaan.
摩西也有很多话要跟他们说。
And Moses has lots of words to share with them.
神，摩西要讲的话，特别是神交代他们的话。
And what Moses wants to say to them were those he wants to relay from God.
我一直都记得，在我高中的时候，我那个青少年团契的辅导对我讲的话。
And I always remember the words from when I was in high school, my counselor spoke to me.
我青少年时候是30多年的前的事。
When I was a youth, it was more than 30 years ago.
但是到今天我都还记得。
But still, I remember today.
我青少年的这个辅导他是英国毕业的。
My counselor, my youth counselor, he graduated from England.
他毕业回来之后，看到我们这些人要去上大学的时候，他就对我们讲了几句话。
So when he saw that we were heading to college, he graduated from England, and then he shared some words with us.
他告诉我说，这个他当初在离开马来西亚去英国之前，他已经对自己立了立志。
So he shared with me that before he went to England, before he left Malaysia and heading for England, he made some, determinations.
他立志说他到了英国之后呢，他教会的聚会绝不终止。
So he determined that he made the decision that, after he went to England, he's not going to stop, going to church.
每个星期的主日崇拜一定参加。
He's going to participate in, the weekly, worship, Sunday worship.
每个星期的这个团契一定参加。
He's going to, continue to join the weekly fellowship.
那跟我这么说了之后，我也就在想。
And so after he shared me with this, he shared with these with me, I started to think.
我想说我在出国之前我也要立个志。
And, so I want to make a decision before I leave the country.
我要怎么样呢？
What am I going to do?
主日崇拜一定参加的。
For sure, I'm going to join the Sunday worship.
团契一定参加的。
I'm going to join the fellowship.
那我要立志什么？
And what do I want to decide?
那时候我就做了一个心，立了一个心志。
And I made up my mind.
我说我到了这个不熟悉的国家里头，不管发生什么事。
And I decided that heading to a very remote, a strange nation, regardless of what is going to happen.
我一定要参加主日学。
I am going to join the Sunday school.
我一定要参加祷告会。
And I'm going to join the prayer meeting.
我一定要参加诗班。你们听我讲过这一点。
And I'm going to join the choir. I think I remember that I talked about this.
我就紧紧记着这三件事。
And so these are the three things that I remember.
我到了美国搬了很多地方，到了很多的不同的教会，我都不忘记我跟神心智立在这三件事上。
And many places have I moved around in the United States, but I have never ever forgotten that I have made up this mind, I have set my heart on these three things.
在主日崇拜跟团契以外，我都心智都是愿意参加每个星期的祷告会，每个星期的主日学。
So aside from the Sunday worship, aside from the fellowship, I have also set my heart into, onto, joining the weekly, prayer meeting, joining the weekly Sunday school classes, and also join the weekly choir practices.
不管学习有多忙。
Regardless of how busy I can get in my study.
我都要想着说这三个事情是不能停的。
And, I always remember that these three things, I cannot stop.
所以等到后 期末考试的时候，我都先把这些时间都全部先排出来。
And so when, the final examination season comes, I always set aside my time so that I can accommodate these activities.
我都不让我自己去那边思考说，如果我多了这个时间，我可以读。
And I don't even allow myself to consider the possibility of, what if I have this extra time to study?
等我做了牧师之后，
After I became a pastor,
我仍然把这些事情记在心上。
I still treasure these things in my heart.
除了诗班不能够这个坚持以外
，Unfortunately, even only the choir practice I have to drop.
因为常常教会之后很多这个开会啦，很多不同的这个活。教会的活动呢，没有办法，一个人不能在好多个地方。
Because of all these meetings, activities after the worship, and so I'm not able to split myself to different places.
我就把我的心放在这一些的事情上。
But I have set my heart into onto these things.
有人会问说，基督徒也像这样子，像个守个规矩，像个守个条例一样的过生活吗？
And someone may wonder, do we Christians also have to obey all these regulations, all these rules?
基督徒不守规条的啊，不是说我们不守规条，我们不是用守规条的心态去守规条的。
So the Christians don't merely obey the rules. I'm not saying that we don't have to obey any rules, but we're not obeying the rules under the mentality that. Obeying the rules is the only thing that we have to do.
我们因为爱神，我们愿意这么做。
We do this because we love God.
我们也把心放在这里头。
And we also set our heart in this.
在我没有做牧师之前呢，很多年啊，我在做学生的时候，而且以后上班的时候，在不同的教会里面，都时常的记得，这是我愿意在神面前做的事。
Many years before I became a pastor, whether I was studying, whether I was working, whether in different churches, I always remember that these are the things that I have determined to do.
很多时候呢，大部分在华人教会里面的祷告会都是很无聊的。
Many times the prayer meetings in Chinese churches are kind of boring.
我们的教会也不精彩。
This is, our church is not an exception.
我们每个星期的内容都差不多。
And, week after week, the content of our prayer meeting, repeats itself.
但是我们都一起来祷告。
But we come together to pray.
那有几次呢，在这做学生的时候，在一个教会里面，有时候人少就三到四个人。
I remember when I was a student, some of the prayer meetings only have maybe 3 to 4 people.
那样子维持很长的时间。
Which actually, lasted for a fairly long time.
很多时候我到了祷告会里头，我是唯一的年轻人，其他的都是这个年老中年人啊。
Many a time when I came to, the prayer meeting, I found myself to be the only young student, and the rest of them were middle age and up.
我在学校的大学的时候很多年都没有车子。
I didn't have a car for many years when I was in college.
但是我脸皮稍微厚一点，总是找人带我到祷告会去啊。
But I can always find people. I can always ask around to ask people for a ride.
因为我想着说，不管怎么样，我不能停止。
Because I have this determination that regardless of what happens, I'm not gonna stop.
我不能因为他沉闷我停止。
I am not going to stop because it is boring.
我不能因为我觉得祷告来祷告去好像没什么得着而停止。
I will not stop because of the unresponded prayers.
有一段时间呢，教会这个诗班那是在 Nebraska 的时候，诗班做一做，然后大家都做累了，没有人愿意做了，也没有人上来做指挥的时候，我就说我不是指挥，但是我来做吧啊。
So there is a period of time, I remember when I was in Nebraska, we were in the choir and people were getting tired, and so nobody was willing to step up to serve as a conductor.
二十几岁的这个大学生带着一大堆这些 这个中年人啊，来唱诗班啊。
So the pastor stepped up and said, I was willing to serve as a conductor. So as a 20 plus year old, young person, he was leading, a group of middle aged people, to serve in the choir.
也许你会认为说你很厉害。
Maybe you think that, pastor is awesome.
一点都不行的。
However, no, this is not the case.
我在被带着诗班，没有一次我敢在站在人面前去指挥的。
Also, when I was leading the choir, not a single time was I, did I dare to, stand before the people to conduct.
我只是看到说诗班需要人我去帮忙。那等到他们要唱的时候，他们说需要人指挥，就说我不要指挥，我们一起上去唱，我不敢指挥。
So I always saw that there is a need, for people to step up to serve, but whenever we are offering the worship, offering the song, I got so scared and, I refused to conduct, but would join the rest of the choir and sing together.
都只因为我在出国之前我心就已经立了一个志。
All because I have set my heart to, a goal.
我心里面立志说我要这样子的来服侍神。
And I have set my heart that I am going to serve the Lord in this way.
不管怎么样。
Regardless of what happens.
不管情况怎么样。
Regardless of the situation.
不管教会光景怎么样。
Regardless of the condition of the church.
不管教会都是年长的人还是一个年轻人都没有。
Whether it's a church made of old people, without any young people.
我告诉神说我都愿意这样子的来服侍他。
And, I said to God that I'm willing to serve him in this way.
我把我的心放在这些事上。
And I set my heart on these things.
所以我们今天来看这个生命记32章。
So when we, take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 32.
在生命记32章摩西告诉以色列人在你们进去之前他说要把你们的心放在这一切的话语上。
So before they, enter into the land of Canaan, Moses said to the congregation of all Israelites, he said to them, set your heart onto all the words.
我知道我们中文讲的是说我今日所警教你们的你们都要放在心上。
So I know that the Chinese English, the Chinese translation says that whatever I told you today, whatever I warned you today, you have to put it, set your heart on them.
那英文也说把很多的这些神的话放在你的心上。
And also the English translation also says that you have to set your heart onto the teaching, onto the words.
的确在这个生命记之前也有讲到说要把神的话放在你的心上。
Of course, in previous sections of Deuteronomy, it also talks about, put these words on your heart.
就在之前那在这里他讲的还不是只是说要把这些神的话放在你的心上。
So here it's not just talking about putting these words on your heart.
那在这里讲的是说你要把你的心放在这一切的话语上。
It's actually talking about that you have to set your heart onto these words.
这是什么意思？
So what it is talking about?
你把一个东西放在你的心上跟你把你的心放在那个身那件事情上有什么差别？
What is the difference between putting things on your heart versus putting your heart on these things?
差别就在于当你把一件事情放在你心上的时候那件事情只是你心里头很多的事情里面的其中一个。
So the difference is that if you put something on your heart, this something is just part of your heart.
但是在32章46节，摩西在这里说，要把你的心放在这一切的话语上。
However, in chapter 32, verse 46, it says that set your heart onto all these words.
都是一样的意思，但是这里的意思更强烈一点。
They have similarities, but here it's more strong.
神的话不是只是你内心里面想的很多的一件事情。
So God is not just something that you think about, you actually think about very frequently in your heart.
而是你把你的心完全放在神的话语上。
But is to set your heart upon the word of God.
他说这些话，这些的话语是指什么话语呢？
And what are these words?
这些的话语就是摩西在这个32章，至少在32章前面他所写的这个摩西的歌。
And these words at least are referring to the Song of Moses, which was written before chapter 32.
我很简单的把它总结一下，他摩西的歌讲些什么。
So here I'm going to briefly summarize what Moses wrote in the song.
摩西在他的歌在第32章3到4节讲到说，他们神的百姓要知道神是完美，在一切的事上都是完美的，他是正直，他是公义，他是信实的神。
So, in verse 3 to 4, of chapter 32, here depicted as, he's all righteous, all just, and he's all gracious and all kind.
你们要把你的心放在这个真理上。
And you have to set your heart onto the truth.
我们刚刚这个敬拜小组所给我们读的这个雅各书也是说，你们不要看错神是完美善的，一切的美善是从神来的，在他那里没有转动的影儿。
What the worship team just reminded us in the scripture reading from the book of James that, don't be deceived. God is, the origin, the source of all good things, and there's no shadow in him.
我们信主的人要把我们的心放在这个真理上。
We Christians, we who believe in the Lord has to set our hearts on the truth.
我们相信说，无论我们遇到什么事，神是美善的。
We have to believe that regardless of whatever we face, God is good.
就好像我们夫妻是不是，无论碰到什么事，如果我们对彼此是有信心的话，我们都相信对方是爱我的。
So, just like the couple, whatever, you experience, you have to have the confidence in the other one, that your spouse is good to you.
可是现实当中，夫妻并不是都是爱彼此的。
However, the sad reality is that not every couple love each other.
但是神，神却是信实、完美、美善的神。
Nevertheless, God is the God who is trustworthy, who is good.
在摩西的这个歌里头又讲了些什么呢？
What else is there in Moses' song?
他讲到说这个百姓呢，告诉他们说你们是败坏的百姓。
And he also talks about the people were corrupted.
你们是那一些没有知识不诚实的百姓。
There are people without knowledge and there are people without faith.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们是弯曲的人。
We're crooked.
他要百姓了解这一点。
And they have, and he reminded the people, the Israelites of these truths.
为什么那么重要？
Why this is so important?
为什么那么重要的要知道说我们原来是一个讲得不好听圣经用的那个就是有病态的罪人。
So why according to the Bible we are actually depicted as this pathetic, crooked, sinful people?
我们是一个弯曲的时代。
We are a crooked generation.
因为我们如果知道这一个事，我们就不会对自己那么的自信。
Because if we understand this truth, then we will not be so confident in us.
我也是知道我自己的心在神面前是怎么样的。
And I also understand what my heart is before God.
所以早期的时候我就立了一个志向说，只要不是基督徒，不爱主的姐妹，我不跟他谈任何的关系。
So before, a long time ago, I have set my heart that if this sister, if this girl is not a Christian, not a God-fearing, God-loving, lady, I'm not going to have any relationship with her.
我很早的时候就把我自己的一生献给神，要以后要做全时间的传道人。
Ever since I was very young, I have set my heart, to be a full-time minister.
所以我在交往的当中，第一天第一个问题要问的就是除了他爱主以外他能不能接受以后做个师母。
So the first thing, that I would ask on the first day of our, dating or relationship is that, not only that, do you love God or not, but also, are you willing to be, a pastor's wife in the future?
我跟你们讲过了但是很多新生我再讲一次
So maybe you have already heard of it, but because there are so many new students, I'm going to tell you again.
很多人会认为说，哇，你的心智那么坚定。
And many people would say, oh, you are so determined in your heart.
我说，我就是因为知道我心智不坚定，所以才不敢随便交往。
And my response would be, it's indeed because I know that I am not so determined, and that's why I'm afraid to start this relationship.
我晓得我是一个最终那不诚实的人啊。
I know that it, the bottom line, I know that by the end of the day, I am an unsincere person.
我在这个弯曲的时代，我自己行事有时候也很邪僻啊。
So in this crooked generation, in this crooked time, sometimes my action is twisted as well.
我和你表不一致。
And I'm a hypocrite.
所以我不敢。
That this is why I don't, I dare not.
我不敢把自己带入一个感情里面，最后我没有办法离开啊。
I dare not to invest myself into a relationship, and then by the end of the day, I'm not willing to leave.
而把神离弃了。
And that I forsake the Lord.
所以我了解自己的软弱。
I understand my weakness.
所以我就要把我的心放在这一件事情上。
And that is why I have to set my heart on this.
我要立志。
And I have to make up my mind.
这立志不是太难。
This, setting up the mind is not too difficult.
因为通常也没有很多女朋友在追啊。
Because I don't really have a lot of girls to pursue after.
但这个立志也很难，因为如果没有女朋友追的话，你就心里面会痒痒的，一直要找一个，然后就随便找了。
Oh, okay. So, because not all of girls were actually pursuing me, it's actually, increasing the difficulty because then you will be, triggered to pursue after, other girls.
神，他让我们晓得我们是一个弯曲被扭的一个时代。
God reminded us that we are a crooked and twisted and rebellious generation.
要把这个心放在这个真理上。
But we have to set our hearts on the truth.
要时刻的警惕。
And to be reminded all the time.
之前神也讲了，他是独一的神，没有一个其他的神能够与他比较的，他是那一个完全可信的磐石。
And also God reminded us that He is the only God and He is the rock that we can trust upon and no other God compares to Him.
在摩西的歌里头，他不断地强调神是那唯一可靠的磐石。
So in Moses' song, it is repeated again and again and emphasized again and again that He is the rock.
神的百姓也要把他们的心放在这个真理上。
And God's people have to set their hearts on the truth.
因为来到这个迦南地的时候有很多花，这个不同的社会有不同的花样，有各种各样，让你眼睛看花了，你就觉得哇，那样子的生活。
Because when they enter the land of Canaan, they are going to see a variety of sins, all kinds of sins, all variety of societies in that land.
他们的方式，他们生活的磐石好像也很稳。
And their foundation, their rock seems to be pretty solid as well.
但神要他们的心放在一个磐石上，就是他自己。
But God wants the Israelites to set their hearts on the rock, which is Himself.
还有一个啊，当然不止这几个，我最后总结出这四个。第四个就是神会管教，神会审判，但是神也会救赎。
Another thing, the fourth point. Of course, maybe there are more points, but I'm summarizing four points here. The fourth one is that God is going to discipline.
神会管教，也会救赎。
And He is also going to save.
有时候我们这个抓得不稳啊，我们晓得说这个百姓进去之后，晓得说神是这样的一个可靠的神，万一他们离弃神怎么办
？So when the Israelites get into the land of Canaan, and what if they what if they run away, going straight from God?
他们可以信靠的是这一位会管教他们。也会救赎他们的神。
But they believe in this God is the God who is willing to discipline them and who is also going to save them.
不是因为这样子的话，我们就可以 他们就可以随便乱来。
Were it not for this case, that they can actually just do whatever they want.
正是因为神会管教，神会救赎，他们可以放心的去立志。
So, because this God is a God who is going to discipline and to save, they can, be bold in setting up their mind.
他们可以把他们的心全部放在这里。就算是失败了，他们也有一位可以救他们的神。
They can set their hearts on this. And even if they fall, they have a God who is going to save them and to lift up them up.
所以摩西告诉百姓说，你要把你们的心放在这一切的话上。
So that's why Moses reminded them that you have to set your heart onto all the words.
是一切的话。
To all the words.
而不是一部分的话。
And not just part of the words.
因为如果你把你的心放在一部分的话语上是什么意思？
And what does it mean to set your heart on part of the words?
那就表示我们来选我们想要顺服的。
To set your heart and part of the words means that you are going to choose whatever you want to obey.
你选你要顺服的就表示什么？
What does it mean that you are going to choose what you are going to obey?
做父母的都知道，是表示什么？
So parents would know, this means...
你的小孩子起来说，妈妈，爸爸告诉我这么多的事情，我只要顺服第五项就好了。其他的不要做。
So the child may come to the mom saying, okay, dad asked me to, dad told me to do such and such, but I'm only going to obey, number five.
妈妈告诉我要洗碗、倒垃圾、然后整理客厅。我只倒垃圾。
So I was told to, wash the dishes, to, empty the trash can and to clean up the living room. What I'm going to do is just to take the trash out.
我选一个我比较能够做的比较快就做成的事情。
So I'm going to choose something that is quick to do and something that's easy to do.
那表示什么？
What does it mean?
表示孩子顺服吗？
Does it mean that the child is obedient?
不。
Definitely not.
那完全不是顺服。
This is absolutely not obedience.
我们很多基督徒我们一直都活在不顺服之中。
We, as Christians, we are always living in this disobedience.
那我们总是觉得圣经那么大本，很简单，我就挑一节顺服就好了。
And we always think, the Bible is so thick, this is such a big book. We just have to choose, maybe several verses on obedience.
那神吩咐百姓的是说，你要把你的心放在这一切的话语上。
So when we choose something to obey, but the will of God is, that you have to set all your heart on all the words.
当我们不打折扣的把神的话放在我们心中，我们也把我们的心放在神的话语上的时候，那才是真正的顺服。
When we, put God in our hearts without any compromise, and when we set our hearts onto all the words of God, that is true obedience.
你说怎么可能？
And you might wonder, how could it be? How can you do this?
我这么软弱的人怎么可能能够把神的话所有的话放在我心上而按着而活。
I am such a weak person, and how can I set my heart onto all the words to obey?
没关系，神也是管教，神也是救赎的神。
So this is not a consideration because God is a God who, disciplines, and he is a God who saves.
他说为什么要把你们的心放在这一切的事上一切的话语上。
So why does Moses say that you have to, put your hearts on all the words?
他还吩咐说你甚至要把它来吩咐你的这个子孙英文叫 your sons, 就是你的后代。
So he said, you shall command your sons,the sons represents all your descendants.
我们不但是要把它放在我们的心里头，我们还要把它教导给我们的儿女们。
Not only do we have to treasure these words in our hearts, we also have to teach them to our children.
所以我刚刚问了说你的小孩如果毕业的时候，他要出外了搬家了那你会给他吩咐 吩咐他什么话。
So that's why, I mentioned when your children are moving out as they graduate to a different, place, what are you going to say to them?
我们要怎么教导我们的儿女们？
And how can we, educate, how can we command our children?
每天要好好休息，不要不吃饭，早餐一定要吃，晚上要睡足，这是我们父母会讲的话。
So, maybe you're going to say, take a rest and don't sleep too late, don't stay up too late, eat your breakfast, eat all the meals, and probably these are, the words that you want to tell your children all, every day.
那希望我们父母不会这么说。
And so I sincerely hope that this is not the only words that you're saying.
期末考了，不去教会没关系，就这么一个周末。
Oh, so to say that, okay, when you're having your finals, this is just one week. You don't have to go to church on that final week.
好，让我们的小孩也能够从内心晓得有一件事情比任何的事情都还要重要。
We sincerely pray that there is one thing that is high, so much, more important than any other things.
让他们能够学习，以主以他们的神为至上。
And they have to, understand that they have, the God has a supreme position in their hearts.
为什么要这样子的来面对神的话？为什么要这样子的来教导儿女们？
Why do we have to look at the words in this way? Why do we have to command our children in this way?
因为这些不是空话。
Because this is no empty word.
空话就好像这个创世纪那里有讲到一个空的这个坑，空的井，没有水啊。
So like the empty, when you look at the book of Genesis, you see there was an empty pit, where there was no water.
本来应该要有水的，没有水。
It should have had water, but there was no water.
神的话不是空话。
God's word is not empty.
不会让你觉得说，在这里可以得到水，结果发现是空的。
And it's not going to lead you to some place that you feel like you're going to get water, but, in the end, you cannot find any water.
神的话是真实的话。
God's word is real.
他不会让我们白白的，费力的去读。
It's not going to come to you in vain.
然后最后得不到什么。
That you read very hard, try to study very hard, but ended up getting nothing.
神的话是真实的。
God's word is true.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
这世界上很多东西都是空的。
There are many things that are empty.
我们会觉得说我们所要追求的这个我们要追求的这个福到头来都是一场空。
Maybe we're thinking, maybe we realize that the reputation that we seek after, maybe, the blessings that we pursue, by the end of the day, they're just empty.
但是在神那里没有一样是虚空的。
However, in God, there's nothing that is empty.
在约翰福音第六章那里，耶稣告诉一群的人要来找耶稣，因为耶稣刚刚用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000多人。
So, Gospel of John, there is a group of people who pursue after Jesus because Jesus had just fed 5,000 men.
耶稣就坐船到湖的另外一边，他们就绕着湖追着耶稣去。
And after Jesus took the boat and crossed the Sea of Galilee, this group of people, they detoured around the lake and try to meet Jesus on the other side.
耶稣告诉他们说不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
And Jesus told them, do not work for the food that is going to perish.
乃是要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
But to work for the food that lasts forever.
就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所应证的。
Which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal.
请问耶稣是对谁说不要为必坏的食物劳力？
Who was the audience of this, of Jesus' words, do not work for the food that perishes?
耶稣是对那些要做牧师的人讲，不要为地上的食物必坏的食物劳力。
Were these, the pastors to be?
其他的人你们不做牧师的啊，你们可以继续的努力啊。
And however, for those who are not going to be pastors, continue to work for the food that perishes.
耶稣是对那每一个人来到他那里，要希望能够得到的这个食物而说的。
Jesus was talking to every single one of them who came to him for the food.
每一个跟随耶稣基督的基督徒。
Every single Christian that came after Jesus.
我们在世上不是要为必坏的食物劳力。
We are here in this world not to work for the food that perishes.
你说不工作哪里来的食物呢？
And you may wonder, okay, if we don't work, where does the food come from?
啊，的确你是需要工作啊，圣经说你不工作的不用吃饭啊。
So of course you still have to work, and then the Bible does say that whoever does not work shall not eat.
但是如果你一生在往一个目标来去迈进的话，你要那个目标必须是神。
However, if you have a goal of your life, and that goal in your life must be God.
如果你很努力的工作，为了明天能够有饭吃的话，你的更大的这个劳力要放在神身上。
If you're still working for the bread tomorrow, what you have to do is to put your labor into a bigger purpose.
你为那个不坏的食物多劳多的多么的努力，你要为那存到永生的食物更加的劳力。
If you work hard for the food that perishes, how much harder you have to work for the food that does not perish and last till eternity?
因为神的话不是别的，它是我们的生命。
Because God's word is nothing else but our life.
它是我们的生命，神的话创造了生命。
It is our life, and God's word, life is created through God's word.
是神的话，神说在希伯来书那里说，他用他全能的命令托住万有。神的话托住万有。
So in Hebrews, it is said that he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
神的话也是我们生命的光。
And he's also, the word of God is also the light of our life.
有了神的话，我们生命啊，就有真正的有意义的生命。
With the word of God will come the true meaning of our life.
所以当我们预备我们走到人生的下一个阶段的时候，
So when we're ready for the next stage of our lives,
不管是中学也好，不管是高中也好，不管是大学或者第一份工作也好，
So whether it's middle school, high school, whether it's college or the first job of your life,
不管是开始退休生活也好，
or even the retirement,
让我们晓得我们要把我们的心放在神的话语上。
Remember that we have to set our hearts on God's words.
把我们的心放在神的话语上。
That we set our hearts on His words.
我们立志如此行，不是因为我们刚强啊。
We're determined to do that, not because our hearts are strong.
啊，正是因为我们很软弱，很容易被许多的事情被诱惑。
But indeed, it's because our hearts are weak, and then we are easily attracted by other things.
所以我们要把我们的心小心翼翼的常放在神的话语上。
And that's why we have to carefully set our hearts constantly on God's words.
我们若有失脚的，神可以挽回，神可以救赎。
If we ever lost our steps, if we ever fall, God is able, He can save.
所以我们可以放心的把我们的心放在这件事上，因为就算是我们不行，我们失败，神仍然可以带着我们走。
We have the confidence that we can set our hearts on this, knowing that even if we fall, God is going to help us to raise again and to continue our path.
愿不愿意这么做？
Are you willing to do this?
因为以前我也遇到一些基督徒说我很愿意了，但是我知道我一定会失败的，做不来的，做不来到头来还是一场空，不如不做啊。
Because I have met Christians in the past saying that I know I really want to do this, but I know that I'm going to fail. So since I'm going to fail eventually, I'd rather not to start.
然后我要告诉你的，我们的神既是一个救赎的神，我们可以这么立志啊。
So what I want to say to you is that our God is a saving God, and so that's why we have the confidence that we can.
我们可以把我们的心放在他话语上，把我们自己交托给他。
And we can set our hearts on His words and give ourselves to Him.
我高中的时候有一次，我在吉隆坡上念书。
So I was studying in Kuala Lumpur when I was in high school.
有一次我去见我们团契的牧师。
And there was a time, once I went to see the pastor of our fellowship.
那时候有一个书店，他在书店里面，不晓得牧师当这个书店管理员啊。
So he was in charge of a bookstore.
那我就在柜台那里跟牧师聊起话。
So I was, I had a conversation with him at the counter.
我跟牧师说，神呼召我以后要做这个全世界的传道人。
So I told him that I felt I have the calling of God to serve Him full time.
我要怎么预备我自己，好以后能够预备好做传道人
？So how can I prepare myself so in the future I can be a full-time minister?
牧师看了我一下。
So the pastor looked at me.
他说，很多人出国念书之后就不再去教会了。
So, and he told me that many people, after they, went abroad to study, they stopped going to church.
我听了之后就好像牧师给我泼一个冷水。
And I felt so discouraged.
这牧师不会鼓励人，还是拼命的泼冷水。
So, this pastor doesn't really know how to encourage, people.
但是我并没有恨我的牧师。
However, I did not have, I did not begrudge my pastor.
他没告诉我要怎么预备自己。
He didn't really tell me how should I, prepare myself.
他就告诉我说，你现在讲这个还太早，很快你可能读了几年的书就不再去教会了。
He told me that it's too early for you to say that because, who knows, if after several years of study, you probably will stop going to church altogether.
但是我离开了那个书店了之后我忽然间心里头有一个念头提醒了我。
However, after I left the bookstore, I was, a mind just came to me.
我不能保证我毕业工作之后还能够继续的有存有这个委身的心。
I don't really know if, after I graduate, after I, started working, if I still will have this determination to serve as a full-time minister.
但是我相信我这个感动若是从神来的话，神必保守。
But if this thought, if this determination is from God, He is going to watch over it.
我也不是说既然神会保守我就随便做只要我追求世上的事情而是说我可以尽力的追求神。
I wasn't saying that since this is from God, He's going to, make sure it happens so I can just do whatever I wanted, to pursue the world. However, I do know that I will work really hard to pursue, my determination.
把我们的心放在神身上。
Set our hearts on God.
我们不怕失败。
And we're not afraid of falling.
因为神是大能的，他必拯救。
Because he is able and he's going to save.
我们不怕我们是一个愚顽的这个百姓，因为神必管教。
We're not afraid because we are stubborn people because God is going to discipline.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we are willing.
当我们晓得我们是这样的一个本性而我们愿意交给把我自己交给这样一位能够救赎我们的神。
If we know, our nature, and if we know that we can entrust ourselves to this God.
因为他是这样的神。
Because he is such a God.
我的立志就有意义。
And that gives the meaning to my determination.
如果没有这样的一位神。
If there is no such God.
我如此立志又有什么用？
What is the meaning of I making up my mind?
我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
愿我们把我们的心完全的放在神的话语上，放在神身上。
May we set our hearts completely on His words.
让我们能够有一段的时间，我们来到神面前，能够再一次在神面前， 在他面前立志。
So let's set up a time before him that we can make, that we can make our mind again, set our hearts again once more.
让我们能够完全为他而活。
That we can completely live for him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是我们的主。
You're our Lord.
哦，你是我们救赎我们的主。
You're our Savior.
让我们跟随你的心，再怎么坚定，我们仍然还是会软弱，我们还是会离弃你的时候。
No matter how much we are determined to follow you, we'll still have our soft moments.
但是当我们愿意把我们自己交在你手中。
However, if we are willing to set our heart, to give ourselves to you.
我们仍然愿意把我们的心完全放在你信实的话语上。
And we're still willing to set our hearts upon your faithful, words.
我们立志我们在新的一个人生的阶段我们必常常寻求你。
And we're determined that in our new stage of life, we're going to seek you constantly.
我们仰望你。
We look up to you.
我们不让这个世间的这个磐石看似乎是坚固的，而让我们误以为我们可以在其上作为我们的根基。
And we're not going to be deceived by the rocks of the world, and just think that this is, a solid that we can, put our roots on it.
我们只认定一个坚固的磐石，就是你自己。
And we only have one rock, which is solid, which is yourself.
让我们把我们最大的心，我们最大的努力，完全放在我们的神身上。
Let us set our hearts, our biggest efforts on you.
让我们在世上，我们不追求，不为地上必朽坏的食物而追求，让我们来一生来追求向着那天上的标杆而奔跑。
Let us not to pursue the perishable food in this world, but to press on and to seek for the heavenly goal.
也让我们在每一周的生活中时间里头，我们把时间摆在你面前。
And in our everyday life every week that we can set aside our time for you.
让我们这样子立志，主你必悦纳。
And if we make the determination, you are going to be pleased.
你必坚固。
And you're going to encourage, you're going to make it solid.
你必带领。
And you're going to guide us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.